Big Girls Don't Cry, The Election That Changed Everything for American Women, by Rebecca Traister, narrated by Kirsten Potter. Copyright 2010 by Rebecca Traister. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Free Press, a division of Simon & Schuster, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Yesterday, a beautiful day, I was talking to an older woman who said that she wouldn't want to be me for anything in the world. She wouldn't want to live today and look ahead to what it is she sees because she's afraid. Fear is always with us, but we just don't have time for it. Not now. Hillary Rodham, Wellesley Commencement Speech, 1969. The United States was said not to be ready to elect a Catholic to the presidency when Al Smith ran in the 1920s, but Smith's nomination may have helped pave the way for the successful campaign of John F. Kennedy, waged in 1960. Who can tell? What I hope most is that now there will be others who feel themselves as capable of running for high political office as any wealthy, good-looking white male. Shirley Chisholm, The Good Fight, 1973. I think we can all agree that it's a great time to be a lady in America. Tina Fey, Saturday Night Live, 2008. Introduction. The first time I entered a voting booth, I was 9 years old. It was 1984, and my parents had brought me with them so that I could pull the lever for the first woman ever to run on a major party ticket for Vice President of the United States. I remember walking proudly with my father and mother and younger brother into the suburban Philadelphia firehouse, 5 blocks.